Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew Snorton. I'm one of the co-hosts of the Lens Depends podcast.
Hi, and I'm Deidre. I'm the other co-host of the Lens Depends podcast, and we thank you for joining us.
And I tell you what, we've got a great guest. If you're not familiar with what he's doing professionally, what he's doing in the nonprofit realm, I tell you what, we are so excited. Not only that, he uses the short version of my name. I like my name, but I know he likes it too. So we're so excited to have Andy Morgan join us today. Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you both for inviting me to be part of the podcast. You know, it's really an honor to get to do this with you both. So I'm looking forward to this.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're here. Before we get into your upcoming events, would you take a moment to share a few of your professional and community-related endeavors?
Sure. What would probably be helpful is to give people some background in terms of who I am. My name is Andy Morgan. My profession is I'm a local business attorney. I do primarily business transactional law. I'm a transplant from New York, but I'm actually originally from Jamaica, West Indies, my home country. But I've been here in Georgia since 2007. Gwinnett's my home. And so, you know, a lot of what I've done has been here in Gwinnett County. And after being here professionally for a while, I've gone through different programs where I appreciate my community, my home, but I found that there wasn't enough positive engagement around African-American culture. And so when 2020, when we had a lot of the turmoil from George Floyd and the incidents that happened and Ahmaud Arbery, there was a lot of, the air was very heavy in our community. And at that point in time, you know, I felt there was a need to create an organization that can be uplifting and positive for our community. And so that was the impetus of starting African American Culture and Arts Festival, Inc. And so the initial focus of the organization has been on creating a festival for the community where everyone can come out and appreciate the arts, to see what our community has to offer in terms of the vendors and the music, and just create a positive family environment. And so that's where I've sort of segued into my nonprofit experience. I do other nonprofit work, but this right now is something that I feel is a goal and purpose for me, aside from my professional activity. And so that's where I am at this point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Amazing. And you spelled out how 2020 was a catalyst for you to create this festival and then bridge into the nonprofit. What would you say is one key area of focus? You touched on it a little bit, but what would you say would be, these are the key focus areas, themes, concepts, the takeaways that we want the community to have?
Well, I think first and foremost, our key goal is to create a positive environment for our community, to create something that's going to be able to uplift the community so people can feel proud and feel connected. And so that is the main takeaway we want to have from our events, where people come and say, wow, this is my culture. I have an opportunity to appreciate it. And it's really not just African-American culture, although we use the term, but it's really the entire diaspora of the Black community is what we try to focus on, to show the positive things that we have done in the community, aside from what people's the negativity we've seen in the past. And so that is the main takeaway I want to create for our community. Is a sense of belonging, sense of being, sense of purpose, and sense of accomplishment within the community. So we know that just like any other community, we have a lot to offer. We've offered a lot in the past, and we continue to contribute in many different ways, even though we're not always recognized for doing so. But this, to me, is a forum for doing it, especially with that county. You know, we have a lot of activity in Atlanta focused around Black accomplishment, achievement, and arts. But Gwinnett County, you know, regardless of the history of Black community here in Gwinnett, there hasn't been a focal point where we can come together and celebrate as a community. And so you know, we've seen other ethnic groups have their events and whatnot. And I think it's important for us to have an event where everyone can come and enjoy it. But this is specifically focused on our accomplishments, our achievements, and our, you know, what we have to offer.
Okay, awesome. If you don't mind, because I've had the wonderful and amazing opportunity to help you guys to capture your events, everything from the festival. Also, are there other components to the festival, like you mentioned?
So the festival was the beginning. So we did that. Our first one was in 2001. So we're going on into our third, fourth year now of doing the festival. And so that was the initial highlight of what we've done. So for the first couple of years, that's what we did. Recently, what we've done also is focused on the youth, education, and trying to build within them an understanding of their history. And so last year we did was, or actually this year, we actually had a Black History program where we held it at the Lawrenceville Arts Center in downtown Lawrenceville, where we permitted the youth to get on the stage and present to the community what Black history meant to them in the form of performing arts. And so that was the first of its kind. We're going to be doing it again next year. And the idea is to continue to just keep that going, you know, have the young people get up, do their own little research in terms of, okay, what do I want to present in terms of what Black history means to me? And then have an opportunity to get on the big stage before an audience and do that. And this year, the young people performed excellently. We've also been looking and focusing on other community activities. This year, we were at the John Lewis Memorial, where we sponsored one of the performers at that event. Again, just highlighting our culture, our history, and being part of that. Most recently, again, focusing on our community and what we feel is necessary to help to uplift and bridge the gaps in our community. We just had an event at the Gwinnett Justice Center, where we basically got together community activists, politicians, and the young people to talk about the most recent incident that happened in Barrow County with the school shooting. This is a very important point, particularly for our community. Gun violence has been a part of the Black community for as far as back as we can think about it. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. But at the end of the day, we have to focus on how this is affecting our children, who are quite often the ones who suffer the most from these issues. And so it was an opportunity to have a community dialogue, a community discussion about what can we do in order to bridge the gap and to help our young people avoid these kinds of situations. And so those are some of the things we do. We continue to look at other ways where we can continue to engage the community around education, whether it's community support, supporting other events. And again, just trying to do what we can to bridge gaps, but also try to uplift and enlighten the community. And obviously, I'd be remiss if I don't plug our upcoming event, which is going to be October 19th. So this is our fourth annual African-American Cultural Arts Festival. So if anyone wants to be a vendor, they can go ahead and go to our website, aacaf.net, which will take them to a landing page to learn more about our events. We're also on Eventbrite, so it's a free event for anyone to attend. We expect to have musical performances. It's going to be at the Suwannee, in the Suwannee Town Center, right across from City Hall. So it's very accessible from 85 and also from Lawrenceville, Suwannee. And so again, in keeping with the theme, this is about bringing our culture to the community as a whole. So we have vendors, we have performing artists. We expect to have artists there as well who do visual art and food. And so the event's going to run from around 12 till about 8 o'clock at night. And we expect to have a performing group from 6 to 8. So people can just come out and just listen to a performing band. So we're trying to make it an event where people can just come out, enjoy, eat, and participate in the activities.
Well, great.
Yeah. I tell you what, some tremendous things are taking place. So as we get ready to wind down, remind us of the name of the organization, appropriate info, website, all those types of things, and a reminder again of the particulars for the event coming up on October the 19th.
Sure. So the name of our organization is African American Cultural and Arts Festival, Inc. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so donations are always welcome. You can visit our website. It's the acronym aacaf.net. And on that website, you can see a link to become a vendor or to register for tickets to the free event. But you don't need a ticket to come. You can just come on out for the event that we're having October 19th. It's going to be from, as I said before, from noon to 8 o'clock in the city of Suwannee, right there in the heart of the Suwannee lawn, right across from the city hall. So if anyone wants to find anything, please visit our website. You can also see some of our previous activities and events. So please feel free to look at the photos, and if you check our calendar, you can see what's happening and what we've already done. And I also welcome anyone to register to for our newsletter, so you can keep in touch and see what we have to offer in the future. But we intend on continuing to grow. And I can't tell you just yet who the organization is, but we just got a grant, and it felt so good to be recognized. So we're expecting to be able to grow some more. And so we're looking forward to getting those funds and putting it to work in our community. So good things are coming, hopefully.
Yes, yes. And that's what it sounds like. I just want to say, hey, you guys definitely show up. Remember, bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, because the sights, the sound, the food, the everything is so amazing that you're definitely going to want to bring a blanket, bring some lawn chair, and just sit back and enjoy. It's such an amazing event. So definitely an event that I'm looking forward to occurring.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Again, thank you. So again, we greatly thank you for joining us and sharing information about your upcoming event. We look forward to following up with you guys and just, you know, helping you guys getting that narrative out for people in our community. So we, again, greatly appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. And also from my better half, Dr. Therese Johnson Morgan, who is just as pivotal in making these things happen as I am. I want to say thank you for inviting us, and I appreciate this opportunity to share the news about what we do. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Greetings, everybody, and thank you for joining us on another edition of Lens to Pens podcast. My name is Andrew. I serve as one of the co-hosts. Professionally, I'm a published author. I do work in press and media services, as well as education-based services.
And hi, and I'm Deidre. I'm the other co-host of Lens to Pens. I'm a photographer and an educator.
And we're so excited to have you join us as we bring in great guests doing some work across so many fields. And we also share what we're doing individually and collectively. So stay tuned, like, share, add, and join us for our next edition of Lens to Pens. Hey there, everybody. Again, you're joining us for Lens to Pens. As a reminder, add Lens to Pens on your favorite social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and of course, your favorite podcast platforms. And I'm so excited to do another episode with my more than capable co-host, Deidre. Deidre, good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Andrew.
I tell you what, you know what, over the past couple of weeks, there's been some great things we're doing individually and collectively. And I tell you what, would you like to start or you want me to start?
Oh, you can start.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get it started. Well, since the last time that we went ahead and recorded, celebrated the birthday over Labor Day weekend.
Yes, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I tell you what, look, as all of you know, every day definitely has the potential to be a great day. But just took it easy for the most part. And I tell you what, individual projects have been popping up left and right. Let's see, just coming off of a book signing, an author's talk at Black Dot Cultural Center in Lithonia, Georgia, that just took place this past Saturday, the 21st. So do you remember the 21st day of September? Those of you that were there will surely remember that. And shouts to Dr. Erica Meekin for serving as the co-host and moderator. I did a book signing back at Wake Forest University on September 13th. So even though Friday the 13th is kind of the heebie-jeebies, it was good for the people that showed up for that. So really, you know, thankful and grateful to both Wake Forest University as well as Black Dot Cultural Center. On the press and media end, as you're aware, this is our sixth year of covering college football, covering at the alma mater, Wake Forest University. So this past weekend was a bye weekend. Their next game is coming up this Saturday, the 28th. It's a home game against Louisiana, the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, and this is a critical juncture for Wake. Their first four games were set up at home, and based on how they set up, you figure they'd have a 3-1 record. But that second game of the season, that loss to Virginia, where they lost by 1 point after having the lead the entire time, it not only hurt that game, but that was a conference game. And then their game against sixth-ranked Ole Miss. I told you, Ole Miss, I don't know if they're going to win the SEC, but they are definitely probably one of my top four teams in the SEC. Their quarterback, Jackson Dart, was throwing plenty of darts for the game on the 14th. He was averaging almost 400 yards passing per game. Their top two running backs came in averaging 9 and 7 yards per carry, which is amazing. So Wake is kind of, I don't want to say the crossroads, but coming into this week's game at 1-2 when they're expecting to be 2-1, like this is the start of a 5-game stretch. So this is who they've got to play between this coming Saturday and their next bye. Home game this Saturday the 20th against Louisiana, where they probably will be favored. Mm-hmm. October 5th, they go on the road to NC State. And you remember when we went up there to cover that game 3 years ago, that is a bad blood rivalry game. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been to Raleigh, they're special in Raleigh, and it's not a good special. Then after that conference game, they come home on October 12th against Clemson. And everybody saw Clemson for their season opener against Georgia. Yeah, they got it handed to them the second half. But Clemson, you figure, is going to regroup. They're probably going to be a 9-win team. That's going to have definitely conference implications. And then after that, 2 games on the road at UConn and at Stanford. So if Wake is going to try to return to a bowl game, and they had their bowl game streak snapped last year for 7 years in a row, they honestly probably need to go 3-2 at minimum in that stretch. So if they can go at least 3-2, that puts them at a 500 record, 4-4 going into their next bye. And then with 4 games left, if they win 2 out of 4, they'll be bowl eligible. But I'm looking at this road game against NC State. I'm looking at this home game against Clemson. And then going across the country to Stanford, that's not going to be easy. And I'll say this before pivoting to one or two other things. To keep it simple, the one thing that Wake has to do on offense, the offensive line has to figure out what adjustments to make. They've given up a number of sacks. They have, you know, a solid quarterback. They have solid receivers. They have a solid run game. But the offensive line, they have talent. They just have to figure out a couple of things. And the one thing they have to do on defense, generate a pass rush. It hurts when Jasheen Davis, who's actually from this area, Jasheen is from Snellville, Georgia, Shiloh High School graduate. Arguably, you know, you're looking at him potentially being maybe second day draft pick. Wow. But they need a pass rush, and everyone's going to look at Jasheen Davis and Kevin Pointer. So those are the two simple themes that if Wake can address those two things, I think they'll make some noise in the ACC. But other than that, with the college football coverage, so excited with October around the corner, and we'll be working together a number of times. Hockey season, Atlanta Gladiators, they dropped their first puck for the opening season October 19th. So we'll have more details coming up on that. Really excited about hockey season. And on the bookend, like I said, just coming off of the signing, coming off of this signing in Lithonia. I'll be up in Raleigh, North Carolina, not for the game. I'll be coming up there October 26th at Bose Brews and Books doing an author's talk. So those are some of the individual moving parts I've got going on, but it's not just me. So Deidre, share with us some of the projects you've got taking place.
Well, my projects aren't as defined as yours. I am back living in that sports life, which I enjoy, from capturing boxing, my number one love, back in the streets, those baseball streets, taking pictures. One of the things that a lot of people, they may or may not know, they're able to like actually book me to come out and capture them as an athlete or their children. Whether it's individual athletes or if it's a team, that's one thing that I definitely love, being able to come out, capture sports and things like that. One thing I'm looking forward to is October 4th. Fight night will start back up at Eastside Boxing. Love being under the ropes. I definitely would say my sports thing, the 3 B's, boxing, baseball, and bull riding.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I tell you what, and And I've gotten a chance, obviously, we've done collaborative work. We've done baseball, we've done college football, professional bull riding, you know, just on the sports end, hockey. So like she said, y'all, look, if you're in need of a photographer, come on, four out of the past 6 years, best in Gwinnett by Gwinnett Magazine. She's done work, you know, for me and things along those lines. You're talking about a solid photographer that knows her stuff. It's true. Look, truth will set you free.
So yes, and so so again, nothing I guess, you know, specific. I mean, there's a couple of things coming up in October, and as we get a little bit closer, I will definitely say follow me on the social media components so that you'll see, like, we will be there capturing the sloth race, the half K sloth race. This race is phenomenal with the fact that it is the shortest race that ends with spirits. Yeah,
nothing wrong with spirits.
Yeah, and it's just a great event. You know, it's one of the things that's put on by the Aurora Theater. So definitely, if you like to brag to your friends about running a K, this is a half K. And there's a lot of fun along the way. So definitely check out.
Hey, she said it right there. She got me right there. What's the date of this event again?
It is October the 19th. Yes, October the 19th is the biggest, a busy one. I'm supposed to be going down to like Perry, Georgia, to capture a few items.
There's a lot, as you can tell. There's a lot that she's got going on. Yeah. There's a few things I've got going on, and we've got some things going on too. And as a reminder, and this is something that we forgot to mention, we need to make sure people know, not only staying connected with the podcast, but staying connected with us. So remember, Lens Depends on Facebook, Instagram, Lens Depends 2024 on YouTube and Twitter. And then to stay connected with me, the easiest way is gonna be Author Ace Norton on Instagram. You can click on the bio for my link tree to navigate through all the author pieces. And then on the press and media, as well as education end, Ace Norton CCS on Instagram. Click on the link in the bio for the link tree for Ace Norton CCS for all the articles, coverage, education, all that, and then some. Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sorry, I'm sitting here thinking, we had previously our author event, we had Candace Haynes. So some information will be coming out in case some people would like to still purchase her book and they didn't have the opportunity to come out. She is a local principal of elementary school, and she's written some phenomenal books that we actually really enjoy. So I will definitely have some information out there so that people can find out a little bit more about that event if they did not have the opportunity to come out. But like you mentioned, how can you best stay in touch with me, especially with all the moving parts that I have? On the photography Emory Rose Photography is the best way for you to reach me on all the social media platforms. But then you can also reach out to me on deidrewalker.com. That is my website. You can see, in addition to my photos, articles, and other items that I cover right there on that page.
Well, I'll tell you what, you see what we've got going on individually and collectively. Make sure to stay connected with us. And what we're gonna do, we're gonna take this quick break. When we come back, we've got an amazing guest doing some great work professionally and in the community, including, I tell you what, October 19th, it's going to be a busy day across the board with you, me, all that, and then some. Yes. So stick around, and when we come back, we're going to have our guest for the day.
Okay. Hi, I just want to say thank you guys for taking time to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, I tell you what, like Deidre said, thank you so much for taking time. We have to say thank you to our guests. And
You know, I just want to thank Andy Morgan for actually you know, share with us so many components of
what he's doing and what have you. So again, hey there, everyone. This is Andrew, one of the co-hosts of Lens Depends, and thank you so much for taking time to join us for tonight's podcast. We have amazing guests. You heard about the great stuff that we're doing individually and collectively, and we want you to stay connected. Make sure to add Lens to Pens, L-E-N-S, the number 2, P-E-N-S, on Facebook, on Instagram, at Lens to Pens 2024 on YouTube, as well as Twitter, to stay connected with me, Ace Norton, author Ace Norton, on Instagram, as well as Ace Norton CCS on Instagram. And you can click on the links for both to see all the work that's going on, published author, coffee connoisseur with the author Andrew Snorton blend, and then of course the work that I'm doing in press and media, as well as education. So hey, thank you for taking time to join us.
All right, and again, like Andrew said, thank you for taking that time. And again, thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Andy Morgan, for being our guest. Thank you, Dr. Johnson Morgan, for always being willing to
just share her story, man. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, because she's so amazing. Just all the things that you both are doing in the community. We see you. We thank you. And we will, you know, definitely continue to amplify your story and support you. Mm-hmm. So thank you. And again, if you guys have some amazing things and you feel that your story is one of those things that you would like us to tell, please reach out to us as Andrew.
Yeah, that's him. I haven't been called Andy. I haven't been called Andy.
I know, that's what my opinion is.
I know, Andy, yeah. But you know, the names are similar. But real talk, I'm saying, you can inbox us on our respective social media, or you can email us lensdepends2024@gmail.com. Again, we are aware of some great stories, but you're also aware of people doing some tremendous work across the board, different events, what have you. So reach out to us. Don't say that there aren't people out here willing to cover.
And you know us. Come on, man. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
So make sure to connect with this. Again, Lens Depends on Facebook and Instagram. Lens Depends 2024 on YouTube and Twitter. Lens Depends 2024@gmail.com. And again, Deidre, what are the ways, if they don't hit us up there, what are the best ways that people can connect with you?
As it pertains to me, again, Emery Rose Photography on all social media platforms, and DeidreWalker.com. And I wanted to let you know there may be some other platforms and other ways that they can follow us in addition to what you mentioned. So there's some things that are in the works, you know. So, you know, if you're not on Instagram, no worries. We got you. And we're on Facebook too. You know, if that wasn't mentioned, but yes, Lens Depends.
All right. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, please like, add, share, subscribe, tell somebody to tell somebody. Look forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Take care.
Hey there, everybody. You are joining us for the Lens to Pens podcast. My name is Andrew, one of the co-hosts. I'm a published author. I also do press and media services, as well as education-based services, and I'm looking forward to you joining us for our podcast.
And hello, I am Deidre. I am the other co-host, and I am Emery Rose Photography. I am... I'm here. Yeah, so I am.
Stop. Hey there, everybody. You are joining us for another edition of Lens to Pens podcast. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the co-hosts. I'm a published author. I do work in press and media, and I also do education services. And yes, I serve as the pen of this podcast. Stop.